mind. I eat my dinner in front of you.
Let me tell you what, Chad. This Subway sandwich is hitting the spot.
Oh, I believe that's a throwback, huh?
Welcome to the Dad Podcast, everybody.
Okay.
I don't know what episode this is at the moment.
8, 9?
One of those.
I'm not even sure. I'm so lost in it all. I don't know what's going on.
I'm sorry that we're doing this so late.
It's okay.
Like, daily and hourly. It's all my fault. All of it is my fault.
This is episode 9.
So Chad told me that he wanted to record yesterday. This is a Tuesday that we're recording this. We're supposed to record it over the weekend. I mean, normally what we said we would do when we started this was record over the weekend, release it on Monday. That didn't happen.
Yeah.
Which is fine. We're going to record yesterday. But I got wrapped up in a very immersive, complex, 4-hour role-playing cooperative board game called Eldritch Horror. And I may talk about it later. I may not, because it's horribly nerdy, and you kind of have to be involved to really understand it. Holy crap.
Yeah, that was a...
Sorry about that. So that's the reason we didn't record last night. And then Chad goes, tonight... Hey, let's record at 7 o'clock your time. I'm like, sweet, totally. We can totally do that. Mitchell got home at 6, and I go, hey, Mitch, want to go play tennis? Completely forgetting that I had a previous obligation to Chad, and I'm so sorry. And now at 9:46 my time, I'm settling down, eating a 12-inch roast beef Subway sandwich. And now we're finally recording the podcast.
And that is 10:46 my time.
Yes.
So.
But the whole point I've told that story is Chad says he has a lot to talk about, and I'm excited to hear it because I haven't talked to him about all this stuff, I'm assuming. So, Chad, take it away, buddy.
Yeah, I'll take it away as you eat your dinner. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. Let me think back on the events of the week. So I'll just jump right into it. This weekend I had a date. So
how'd it go?
It was good. I'm also afraid. I don't know if she listens or not, but I'm just going to put it out there, and you know what? That's fine, because I feel like I'm closer. I just want to talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
I need somewhere to put this out in the world, where only a select 20-ish people are going to listen to it, you know?
Yeah.
Craig. And I want to tell you too.
So, Jordan.
Yeah, Craig. Who?
Shout out to Jordan one time.
Oh, yeah, Jordan will be listening. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, so I had a date.
What'd you do? Where'd you go?
Yeah, so my manager at Star, Jose, is a real cool guy. He actually recommended me to go to this place a long time ago, but that didn't end up happening that time. So this time I was like, let's go to Mama Carolla's. And so it's in Sobro, South Broad Ripple. It's like 54th Street, not too far from me, like a 7-minute drive, but I was still late because that's how I roll.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so
you're not setting yourself up to be the hero in this story.
No, I mean, that's fine. Also, if you hear squeaks, my roommate's dog is here, and they're neglecting her, so she's in his room screeching for attention. Just in case you hear that. Yeah, so we go to Mama Carolla's. She gets there before me. She says, hey, I put my name in because I got here. And I said, okay, that's cool. I will be there soon. She found a seat. She waited for me. It was probably 10 minutes. It was like 10
minutes. Oh, my gosh.
Well, she got there early, too.
Still.
She got there
How
early.
How late were you?
Like we said, 7:30. I got there like 7:40 tops.
Oh, my gosh. You probably thought you were going to stand her up.
No.
I'm on her side. If you're listening, baby girl.
I'm with her.
Just kidding. I've never called anyone baby girl in all seriousness, and I felt weird saying it, so I felt like I should apologize. But I'm on your side, baby girl.
Shut up, Cameron. I haven't even gotten to the date, for God's sake.
I know. You were late.
I mean, in the story.
I know, because you were late.
God,
continue, please. I'm trying to eat.
Okay. Cat. So I get there a little late. It's fine. I'm fashionably late to everything. It's okay. I didn't expect her to be early. She drove from Marion, so.
Hold on. You are right. You are fashionably late to everything, and this is what you do every time you come in. Well, this is what you used to do when you had shorter hair, but it was still kind of long. You'd
Stop.
Walk up to our table at Applebee's. You would kind of do this little hair flip and be like, oh, sorry, I'm late.
I'm neither confirming nor denying that.
Every time.
Yeah, no, I probably did that. All right, anyway. Yeah. So
here, Mama Carolla's, 7:40. She drove from Marion to meet you.
So I get to Mama Carolla's. We sit down. We talk a little bit. It's an hour wait, by the way.
Whoa.
They don't do reservations. I called ahead. They don't open till 5:01. So I call as soon as I get off work. It's like 5:10, 5:15. I call and I'm like, hey, do you guys do reservations? And I mean, probably not for tonight. And the girl's like, yeah, we don't do them anyway, so it's fine. And I was like, okay. Do things usually get pretty busy around 7:30? Because I know you guys close at 10. And she's like, it's impossible to tell. So, you know, sometimes it's dying down, sometimes it's not. And she was kind of rude.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, I was just calling ahead, thought I'd check. She's like, all right. And she hung up. And I was like, okay, this is not good mojo. I'm not sure. Anyway, so we go there. It was actually pretty good. Our server was really cool. But we sit there, we talk for an hour, and I get his drinks. Surprisingly not super expensive. $10 for two drinks. It's not too bad.
Rad.
And then the meal.
Oh, I meant to mute the mic. I wondered why you stopped. I was like, what happened with the meal? And then I go, ah, crap, my mic is still unmuted. For those of you listening at home, I'm trying to get a cookie out of my bag.
Of course you are. Now you're just being obnoxious.
Proceed.
Okay. So dinner's really good. Our server's really cool. After we sat down after an hour, we got an appetizer, fried ravioli. Delicious.
That sounds amazing. So,
and then, but it wasn't like microwavable fried, like it was like ravioli that they fried, and they fried that shit good.
We're not talking Chef Boyardee.
No, we ain't. We're talking Chef Boy, oh boy, this is good.
Chef Boy, howdy. This is a damn good raviol.
Chef, oh boy.
That's a Chef, oh boy.
I'm trying so hard. I cannot riff on that. Oh, man. Okay, so get the fried ravioli. We had this hella good soup. I don't even know what it was. It had like Italian sausage and stuff in it. It was really good. Also, I love food, so I'm sorry if I'm taking a lot of time telling you about the food. And then the best lasagna I've ever had. Like, my mom makes damn good lasagna. It was better. Sorry, Mom.
Whoa.
I know.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's
it
intense.
It had that home-cooked feeling to it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just really, it was really good. And then that was, after tip, $65. So, which is like, for a nicer place, you expect it, you know? And I like to tip pretty well, so like, that's part of it. But like, whew. So after drinks and dinner and everything, it was
that's
close
nice
to $100 on the night.
Oh.
Yeah, but I got a bonus. I got a bonus Friday. So
thank God.
Yeah, thank
hey, but
God.
Is, Chatty Daddy likes to wine and dine.
Yeah, no, I do. Like, I was like, man, if I'm going on a date, I'm going to get some good-ass food. So I did.
I thought you were taking that a different way.
Oh.
I was like, no. That's horrible.
Yeah, no. I mean, it was like, it was good. It was good company. It was, so we go, we get drinks. Honestly, though, like, I was just tired and, like,
yeah.
So after the restaurant, we go and get, we just, like, walk in Broad Ripple a little bit and we go to, a quieter bar.
Okay.
Cause I was like yeah.
Safe little stroll through Broad Ripple.
Yeah, so, like, we walk through Broad Ripple, because she's never really been, and we go to, like, the Village Tap Room, which is, like, there's nobody in it, because it's, like, 9:30,
yeah,
you know? And that's not really a place where you, like, get lit, you know?
Right.
So, so we have a drink, and I was just, like, tired, and, like, we'd been together for 2 hours on a first date, and, like, I was running out of things to talk about. And,
yeah,
like,
that's a lot on a first date.
Yeah.
You gotta recharge.
Yeah, like, what do you even do anyway? Like, you go get dinner, and then, like, usually it's, like, over, right? Is that usually, like...
Well, here's the thing. I think first dates are bullshit, and I hate them. But they're so necessary, but, like, oh, my
gosh.
You
have to have a date.
You have to. I mean, yeah, because I'd much rather do a first date than, like, get to know everything about this person over, like, Tinder or text messaging. But the problem, the problem to me is, and maybe it's just, like, the way I am right now in this stupid 2016 dating world, but, like, I get completely over it after I know someone. So maybe I should stick to learning about them through text, but then you don't know. But then, like, I feel bad to the person where it's like, yeah, I've hung out with you a couple times now, but sorry, I'm just uninterested. And that's what I've had to do to the last, like, two girls. I'm like, I'm not going to keep this going. I'm done. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And maybe I'm an asshole.
Yeah. And no, that's what those are my words. So, like, let me elaborate.
Okay.
So, like, we go and we go to dinner. We go to the place. We sit down and we're having beer. Like, I get a beer and she gets a beer and she goes to the bathroom. And, like, she just – I feel like – she drank it at a normal pace. I'm just, like, a quick drinker. If I have a drink in front of me,
right,
I'm going to drink it. So,
yeah.
Like, I drank my beer in, like, 10 or 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like, she took, like, 35 minutes, you know, to a half hour to, like... And we're, like, talking the whole time and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I was just tired, and I was like, oh, my gosh. Just... Oh, finish.
So you can get another round.
So I can go home.
Oh, gosh. Okay, I get it.
So this, yeah. So before we go there, though, we, like, I forgot this. So when we walk in Broad Ripple, we go up to, like, the Monon Trail, and we walk. Mm-hmm. And, like, I don't know. And this is why I say maybe I'm just an asshole. I don't know. Because... when I, like, talked to, like, my roommates about the date and stuff, it was kind of like, I don't want to say it because, like, she might listen to the podcast, but just whatever.
What are you going
to say? But nothing, like, horrible. I'm just saying, like, how I felt. Like, so.
That's just, you're being honest.
Yeah. So we're walking and, like, she, like, does the, you know, when people like girls will put their arm in your arm, like you're not like. That and that is my least favorite thing, not because it's like physical affection or anything, but because all I do the whole time is bump into them.
Yeah.
And I hate it. And like, and then I have to walk, like I try to like match their gait and stuff because like I don't want to like bump into you the whole time, but like we're close, so we have to bump into each other the whole time. And I've just never liked that.
Right.
Like I hate that.
It's an uncomfortable thing.
Yeah. So well, we did that. Like we were walking for like a half hour. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we
walk
down the trail. We're just like talking and stuff. And then eventually the trail starts to get dark and we're like, and I'm like, I honestly don't know where we're walking. So, maybe we should just turn around. And so we turn around and go back to like the village, like Broad Ripple. Mm-hmm. And then we sit down and get the drinks and I'm tired and I just want to go home.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Man. Yes. Yeah, see, that would have bothered me, too. But,
yeah.
Like, here's... This is something that happened to me that makes me feel like an asshole, too, okay? So...
Go on.
I was kind of talking to this girl. And we hung out, like, 2 times before I kissed her for the first time. Which, ladies out there are like, Cameron... She was giving you the vibe. Why didn't you kiss her on the first date? And I don't have confidence. So yeah. I'm sure that was wrong. Anyway, so I finally did, though. And the way she acted before we kissed, she was very, like, jokey with me. Like, we would, like rip on each other. Hilarious. So much fun. And then as soon as I, like, kissed her, she started – it felt like a high school relationship where she was, like, all of a sudden started calling me every pet name that she could think of.
Oh,
and, like, boy. I would, like, rip on myself like I normally would, like, 2 days before. And then normally she would, like, rip on that. But then this time she'd be like, oh, no, honey, no, that's not you. You're not fat. And I'm like, yes, I am. That's the whole point.
You don't even know me. Yeah.
I'm like – it just – it got, like – and maybe it's my fault for, like, kissing her, but, like, it just went from we were hanging out and getting to know each other and, like, we had a, like, a fun thing going.
Yeah.
To way too, like, emotionally serious on one side. And then I was like, man, I'm sorry. Like, this could have gone on longer, but I feel like I have to just end it. And I did.
Yeah. And that's, well, I haven't ended things. I don't know. We still might go on a second date.
Well, not if she listens.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I, the next, so like, so then I drive her back to her car, because obviously we rode together to like Broad Ripple from 54th. You know, we're not going to walk all the way to Broad Ripple.
Yeah.
That's quite the journey. But, so I take her back to her car and then I was like, here, I'll let you out. And so I get out and open the door. And then my car does this thing where when you shut any door, even if it's in park, even if it's parked, all of the doors lock.
Uh-huh.
So I shut my door to get out to let her out. And then the door's locked. And it took like a couple seconds for her to figure out how to unlock it.
This is so awkward.
So she unlocks it. I open the door, and then she's like, "Thanks for dinner and stuff." And I'm like, "Yeah, no problem." And then we hug, and she gives me a kiss on the cheek, which I thought was a relief.
Yeah,
I did not want to kiss.
That's
not because
nice.
Like
right. Well, you don't want to give her the wrong idea.
Yeah, I'm also like she's attractive. I just you know. I don't know about emotionally if I'm there. You know
right.
what I mean?
Chad and I are the kind of boys that we're not just going
to
steal a kiss. We're not
like
going
to
do that.
Take it slow.
Yeah. We like to know that if we're going to give you that kiss, that we're having a good time.
Yeah. Like that's, and that's, yeah. Oh, also on the drive back, she held my hand.
Oh, shoot. That's too much. I'm sorry.
I really didn't want to. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then,
I think that's too much. That to me at that point, like,
it's a lot of physical affection for a first date for me.
Right.
You know,
and like,
for,
that's for, fine. She doesn't know that, but like at the same time, yeah. It does affect you. And like, I mean, you can't help that. That's your thing. So like, I mean, I would have been really uncomfortable with that too, but I wouldn't have told her. I mean,
well,
you didn't. Yeah, exactly. Like it's such a, oh my gosh, I freaking hate dating. It's stupid.
So it's not that I'm like, okay, because I don't want to make it sound like there's a fine line between like being forward and like
confident
and like being, and like being a pussy. So like, you know, like,
yeah,
well, so it's not that. So like, I generally tell people how I feel. Like I'm usually a person who is like, I don't really like that, you know, but like it's a first date. And so it's, I'm like, to be polite, I'm not going to just be like,
shut her down. Like,
yeah. Like thrust all of her affections away. Like, you know, like I'm not going to be like, can we not hold hands? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although, of course, that would be the funniest thing to witness.
Yeah. If like a girl holds your hand and the guy's like, actually, can we not do this?
Hey, can you let go of that, please? I just need you to act like my hand is hot and drop it.
Yeah. And then,
oh, whoops, that's my hand and your hand. Can you please give me that back, please?
And then one side note. Oh, God.
Oh, no, what?
She's a year older. She made, so she's like, yeah, I'm 25. And I was like, I mean, that's cool, I'm 20. No, she's 26. She's 26. Okay. And she's like, so I'm robbing the cradle, and that made me uncomfortable. It made me so uncomfortable.
I would have like done this. Yeah. And then I would have shoved the breadsticks in my purse and asked for the check.
There were no breadsticks, but there was very good bread. Oh, it was so good.
Shout out to that bread.
Shout out to that bread, baby. That bread that I spent way too much bread on.
Bread costs a little bit of bread.
That bread cost me a lot of dough.
Oh,
why are there so many colloquial terms for money that have to do with baking? You know what I mean? Bread, dough. Get that bread, get
that
dough.
Two things. Are there more examples?
Okay, well, two things is too many.
I know. I'm sorry. I know anded when I should have yes anded.
Got to get that pastry, boy. I've heard that in rap songs.
Oh, give me that muffin.
Emphasis on thin.
Okay.
It's a joke because. Emphasis on muff would have been really gross, but I didn't say that.
What about that bank roll? Bank roll.
Bank roll. Well, that's different.
What if a robber went into a bank and was like, hands up, give me all of your croissants.
I want those croissants. God damn it. Oh my gosh, I cannot do this. Okay, so the date.
Yeah.
So
what happened afterwards?
Yeah. So nothing of importance. I mean, like, so she texted me the next day and was like, "You want to like share your thoughts on our date?" And I was like, "I don't really know where I'm at." But, I mean, it was only one date, so, like, I'd be okay with another, you know. And she's like, yeah, me too. And I was like, all right, cool. That's good. But, I don't know. Like, the more I think about it, the more I don't want to do it.
Yeah, you did the wrong thing.
Yeah. Well, in that moment, I thought I felt that way. But also, I don't know, before we even went on the date, like, she wanted to text a lot and, like, get to know each other and stuff. And I don't know. I'd rather get to know someone on the date, too. Right. So I guess I'm opposite of you on that. Or I don't remember if you said.
No, I said, yeah, I would rather do it in person.
Oh, okay.
I'm better in person. I'm a horrible texter.
I'm not, like, I mean, like, I'm okay. I'm, like, good at written communication, yeah. But, like, I just don't. That's not how I want to get to know someone who I, like, could potentially be romantically involved with.
Right.
Yeah. And so, didn't like that. There's just a lot of things I didn't like. And it's not like, I'm not saying, like, she's horrible or anything. Like, she's a nice person. And, like it was fun.
Yeah.
It was just, overall, two thumbs down.
Well, like I told you, that's the thing, and that's okay to feel that way, because dating is either you stop talking to this person, or you go on more dates, and you, like, date them, and you get engaged, and you get married, and then you get divorced, and you die.
Or you date them, and you get engaged,
and then you
don't get married.
Yeah, exactly. Or you date them, and
that's a possibility. Yeah,
you get engaged and you get married, and then you die unhappily together.
Yeah, usually at different times, but yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. So, I mean, but like, when you break it down in the most simplest of terms, you're either going to be with this girl forever or not. So you knew. Or you know that you're probably not going to, and that's okay.
Yeah, no, I get that. No, I don't really, feel guilty, I guess. I mean,
life is way too short to go on a second date if you don't feel like going on a second date.
Damn, that was poignant.
Farts.
All right, well, okay, one more thing I need to add.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm enjoying this.
So, she, wow, this is, like, going to be the whole podcast, is this. But
I love it.
No, I liked it. I like it. We have something to work toward. So she texted me, I guess technically Sunday morning, right? It's two in the morning on Saturday, the day after. Yeah, there was no rain falling, though, unfortunately. But, so, like, she said that she's, like, going to do a movie night thing with her friends. And I was like, okay, cool. She does the movie night thing, I guess. But she texted me at, like, 2 in the morning. I was asleep. I watched the Cubs on Saturday and got drunk. And then promptly fell asleep at 12:30 after the game. So, like, that was my weekend.
That's the best way to do it, man.
Yeah. So she texted me at 2 a.m. and was like, you up? And then I was asleep, so no. And then it's like 3 a.m. or something.
She must be lonely.
I don't remember the times. But later on from that first text, she sends a video and she's like, oh man, I meant to send this to my friend. And then like 10 minutes later, she sends me like 8 pictures. Not like none of it's weird. It's just like,
right.
Obviously not meant for me, I guess. But she sends me like these pictures and then she's like, oh man, I accidentally sent that to you again. And I was like, did you?
Yeah,
cause it's 2016. Like
we've all been there.
You have an iPhone, you know. Like
we all knew what we were doing when we accidentally sent that.
Was it an accident? Because I'm not convinced.
I mean, if she was wasted, maybe.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if she was.
Because, like, I have, like, when I'm texting someone. And I'm also speaking out loud in real life to someone else, and I'm drunk, I will text what I'm saying and then send it.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that.
But that, yeah,
I've never been so drunk that I like don't realize that stuff. I guess. Like,
when I get drunk, I don't get on my phone much. The only thing I'll do when I'm drunk is I'll tweet, "Whoops," and then I leave it at that. Drunk brain goes, "Whoops," and then I leave it at that.
Yeah, I'll like scroll through social media or something when I'm drunk at the very, like, depending on like when and where I am. But like, mm-hmm. usually when I'm drinking, it's not alone. So like, I'm usually with people, so I'm not on my phone a lot, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, on Saturday, I watched the Cubs with my roommates and I drank. Okay. I wasn't just like, gonna watch the Cubs and get lit. Yeah. I mean, I was a little bit, but also, like, we all did. And it was a fun bonding thing. Because I love sports, and they really don't. So they just were supporting me, and it was beautiful.
That's very lovely.
Yeah, so moving on.
But, yeah, so there's that.
Final thoughts?
Well, good job for going on a date.
Thank you.
Don't go on the second date.
I probably won't. I mean, I'll probably talk to her. And
I would just be honest and say, you know what? We don't need to go on a second date. I'm sorry. I just don't want to waste any of your time because I don't think I'm where you are. And that's all true.
Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah. I mean,
that's what it is. That's what it boils down to.
I don't know where either of us are, really, to be fair. Like, I don't know if she is extra into it or anything, but I'm just really not into it.
From an outsider perspective, not being there in the flesh at all, but listening to a 35-minute story, I think she's more into you than you are into her.
Yeah, that is.
At the very least, that is true.
Well, she asked me out, so I guess, yeah.
So, I think that's enough of a reason.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Yeah. You're both going to be fine.
I hope so. I did, so I have Tinder Plus, right?
I've been meaning to talk to you about this every single episode.
Because I made the mistake of paying for it.
I want to know what that is like.
Yeah, so let me tell you. Tinder Plus just rolled out this new thing called Boost. And it puts you at the front of the line.
Oh, man.
So I matched with hotties today.
Damn.
And I am so glad I have Tinder Plus right now.
You know what the best thing about Tinder and like Bumble and apps like that is?
What?
When you change your profile picture and then you get more likes, you're like, oh, shoot, yeah, this was a bomb choice for a profile picture. I'm feeling myself.
Also, Tinder Plus does this thing called smart photos. Maybe it's not Tinder Plus. It might be all Tinder, but Tinder Plus that I know of,
none of my, because that's what I have.
It does smart photos, and it's like it like determines your best photo, like when the one girl's like stop on and then swipe for, you know what I mean?
Whoa, that's creepy as fudge.
Yeah, it's kind of cool though. So
that's cool. I would like to know that statistic because I'm a narcissist.
Yeah, me too. It doesn't like show you the statistics or anything, but it does. I don't know
your which photos. Picture? My,
yeah, well, it shows the out of oh, the ones shows, you have, it shows.
Damn. Okay.
One first, yeah.
Gotcha. That's rad.
And you can go to other countries.
What's the point of that, you think?
See how the babes like you across the world.
I don't get that.
I went to Cairo and matched with hella Egyptian ladies. It was swag.
Oh, rad.
But then you talk to them for a little bit, and they're like, where are you from? And you're like, Indiana. And they're like,
sorry, did you say India? No.
And they're like, why are you visiting? It's like, no, I just have Tinder Plus. No, I just pay for the shitty service.
See, I use Tinder in a little different way. And so I need to use Tinder Plus. Because I just swipe everybody, right?
Yeah, and so
I have a link to my music in my bio.
The thing about that is I've been doing a lot of research on Tinder. Mm-hmm. And like some of my friends are starting an app, and so they're like really into algorithms and the shit like that. And so I've talked to them. And if you swipe right for everybody and you don't really look at any profiles,
it's a lot Tinder, of spam.
Well, yeah, but Tinder also puts your profile like further down because they see what you're doing. So really swiping right for all those people isn't doing much for your music.
Tinder knows what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Damn it. I thought my plan was foolproof. It worked. Well, it worked in the early days, man.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want everyone to know, I'm not swiping these girls, pouring honey in their ears, and then asking them to buy my album. All I'm doing is right swiping everybody with my link to music in my bio. And most of the time, if they buy it, they message me first and go, "Hey, I checked out your music. You're like pretty good." I'm like, "Thanks so much. You have a lovely day." That's it.
Nice. So
it's kind of horrible. I get it.
True.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I used Tinder to get poon. I'm sorry. I'm totally kidding, but I...
Oh, no, I can't come back from that one. Oh, my gosh.
I just wanted to see a reaction. It was worth it.
I don't know why I didn't expect you to say that.
I don't
think
know
it's
either.
Just the use of the word poon, honestly. Oh, gosh, dang it.
Oh, it's such a good word. I mean, like, it's awful, but...
It's just a really good shock word.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was funny.
Trump's desensitized us to the word pussy, or I would have used that one, but... Yeah,
he really did. That's what got me over the hump, because I don't like that word, but I've been trying to use it, like, comedically, and now it's, like, it's not funny anymore, so I feel like I can use it whenever. Because Trump ruined it. Like, nothing I can say can make it worse.
True. Who did I say? Oh, no, I said that to my friend. I was in a group chat, and my friend Luke, like, said something, like, it was just off the cuff, like, but he mocked me or something, and I was like, "Don't make me grab you by the pussy, boy."
Oh, my God. I want Hillary Clinton.
It sounds like a threat.
It does sound like a threat.
That does not sound like something you say about, like...
Sexually
like
at all.
Beautiful... Yeah.
Yeah.
Grab him by the pussy.
Oh, baby, I want to grab you by... No, I can't. I can't.
You just... Like, that is a disgusting terminology. That is phrasing. What if
Megan Fox from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2 came up to you, Chad, and goes, "Hey, Chad. Look at me. I'm going to do that lip thing she does."
That's nice. That's really good.
"I'm going to grab you by the balls."
I mean, I'd be okay with it. I would just be like, be gentle.
I'd be like, "You stay away from my balls, Megan."
Not till we're married, Megan.
"Not till I get a ring on my finger.
You Bathsheba.
Going to take a bath, Sheba. Hey, you got my balls in your hand. Can you let those go, please?" Acceptable things to say on a first date, I feel like. Please let go of my balls, please.
Can you let go of my balls, please?
Hey, hands off, please. I need you to act like those are fireballs and drop them like they're hot. Hold on, let go of those.
But please, please do not stomp them out like they're hot. Do not stomp them out like they're on fire.
Just please.
I mean, drop them like they're hot. Very different.
Just release your grip on my testicles.
It's a grease fire. You gotta throw baby powder on these boys.
Put some baby powder on those hush puppies.
Hush puppies. my God. I will never eat Long John Silver's again.
Oh, man.
Baby, will you let go of those Rocky Mountain oysters?
Oh, man.
Those Rocky Mountain baby boysters.
Excuse me. Please let go of my cheese curds from Culver's.
Oh, no. Can you let go of my Chicken Man nuggets?
Chicken Man nuggets. Oh, man. Oh, boy.
Can you let go of my beef cubes? My cube steaks.
Oh, my cube steaks. More like, no, I'm not going to say it.
I'll say it. Oh,
pube
no
steaks. Steaks. What is this, a juggling act? Let go of those balls.
My pubes things. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, we're done. We're done with that.
Oh, boy.
Oh, pubes stink. Oh, sweet Jesus. Man, if we don't get sponsorship from this episode alone, we're not getting it.
You know what? I really like talking about dating and relationships. This episode actually felt real until we started talking about different names for testicles.
Well, you know, we were going to break down eventually, I think. That's true.
This is just on brand for us.
Yeah, you're right. Just unbelievably on brand.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you have anything else to talk about? I don't think we can go anywhere from there.
Yeah, I mean, I am. That's all I got. That's all.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Chad, where can they find you online for more of this brilliant content?
Whew. Man, I'll tell you what. If you don't know where I'm at online by now, then you probably don't listen to this show, this podcast. But you can find me online at Chad Hoy on everything. Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. Follow the _dadbodcast on Twitter. And that's where me and Cam tweet out new shows and stuff like that. Mostly I tweet, but
it's all Chad on that twatter.
Whenever the hell that Gilmore Girl shit is gonna happen, Cam's gonna tweet.
Gonna be a dad podcast takeover, babies.
Yeah, I really can't wait for that. I think that'll be really funny.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. Spoiler alert, right. There will be spoilers, probably.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Yeah, where can we find you, Mr. Cameroon?
I'm on Twitter, at RavenousCam2, and then I'm on Instagram and Snapchat, where I put either pictures of my dogs or really stupid characters like your boy Terrence. So that's at RavenousCam, without the two. That's LAVENOUSCAM. Also, I'm going to be playing music.
Oh, yeah.
Next Thursday night, that's November 3rd. At the Eagles Theater in Wabash. I'm going to be opening up for Riley Bria, former American Idol contestant. He was like in the top 24. He's a really cool dude. And he's going to be in our little town of Wabash, and I'm coming back up to Indiana for that. So it's going to be a good time. $5 tickets at the door. That's it.
Man, that's not bad.
Nope. It's going to be a fun night. And then
and I think I'll be there. When are we talking about doing our special episode with Jordan?
Probably Tuesday? Tuesday or Wednesday. Works for me.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah. So stay tuned, y'all. We're going to have a guest. the boy that we've been talking about in every episode. Send us your questions and topics, dating stories, dating advice, anything you want to our email. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. That's hoyweave@gmail.com. Y'all, we'll read them.
Oh, you know, well, you best believe it that we'll read them.
We didn't get one email this week. That was actually...
Not even hate mail.
Where's Austin's guy that uses Austin's email address?
I don't know, man. Where's the rest of the hate mail? Y'all, we know you can send us some good hate mail.
Yeah, please tell me how fucking useless I am. Please. Yeah, my parents don't tell me enough how, once again, I reiterate, how fucking useless I am. So someone please send us an email and just tell me what a big piece of poopy lard I am.
Have you ever been on a first date with Chad? Let us know in the comments down below.
Don't.
Send me an email. That's cameron.b.weaver@gmail.com.
That was my second date ever, so just for the record.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your second first date?
Yeah. So
second dates. It.
Thanks for coming on the listening to the Dad Bods cast.
Could you let go of my cherry tomatoes? This ain't your garden. I know it looks like low-hanging fruit, but don't bite that apple, Eve.
Oh, baby. I'm thinking like spicy meatballs, but that's all I got.
Meatballs is a joke in itself.
Yeah, meatballs.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye. Get it out while you can.